You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Welcome to episode 66, the podcast that would never ask you to turn your back on the Jedi. That one's for the nerds. I'm your host, Lenny, and with me to be the adult on this podcast is co-host Matt. We will discuss such topics as No to Blow It, Holidays of the Week, we'll talk hobbies, and a game of Older or Younger. But most importantly, we'll do some trivia, and we'll get into some arguments. Matt, holiday heavy this week before March Madness next week, and perhaps a special guest next week as well. For now, just you, me, and hopefully two microphones that are on this time.
I think we can handle that. I can see my green light. I made sure beforehand, even though I will say it didn't sound like the audio suffered a whole heck of a lot when I listened back to it, but still, it was a learning lesson. We're getting better. You know, this is only episode 66. This is probably like six times more than most podcasts make it, so I'm proud of that. But you still make mistakes like not turning your microphone on. And now we also know you can't turn your microphone on while it's running, because that was my biggest shock. I thought I was just going to be able to click it on, and but that did not happen.
Well, I posted your coughing fit online. So
I thought it was funny. That's why I clipped it. I was like, this one deserves to go out there.
That was nice. Shows that we're really doing this thing. We're not AI just yet. So
no, you can't. You couldn't AI this podcast. Yeah. What is it? Episode 66. I forgot for a second. That's why you can't AI it. Episode 66. You know who it's going to be, or maybe you don't. Yasiel Puig.
Yasiel Puig. Okay.
Number 66. Episode 66. Let's do this thing.
Was Holy Lola by the Dirty Nines. Dirty Nines frontman, James Moore, and Whiskey Mill will be back live and in color, parentheses green, this weekend for not one but two shows at Kitty O'Shea's, downtown Chicago, and two shows on the 15th as well at the Guinness Open Gate Brewery and the Garage after the Northwest Irish Parade. Further details at whiskeymill.com or their Instagram at whiskeymill_. Are you following along yet, Mike? Now back to the show. Matt, I have a know it or blow it for you, because the fans were clamoring for more know it or blow it. And by fans, I mean me.
Good.
I'm fans.
I was thinking the same thing. Who are these people?
This one is about St. Patrick's Day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Honors, of course, Ireland's patron saint, St. Patrick. You're right. That was a question. You did very good.
St. Patrick.
Originally a religious feast day in Ireland. Do you know what good old Patrick, do you know where Patrick was born?
Where he was born?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask me why he's the patron saint or what did he do? And I was like, I know he chased all the snakes out of Ireland.
That was a myth. There were no snakes in Ireland, just so you know.
I know, but that's still what,
sure,
what
sure,
it
sure,
is.
Sure, sure, sure.
If you really want to get into like what did saints actually do, we can get religious here and really break it down. Jesus was born in April, I'm pretty sure, not December.
As long as he was a white man, I think that's the important part.
He could be good old whitey
in
the middle of the middle of the Middle East, but that sounds dumb.
He met a Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the Middle East, so anything could happen.
I'm going to say St. Patrick. I'm going to say he wasn't born in Ireland, because that would be a weird question. I'm going to say St. Patrick was born in Denmark.
Real name, Patrick O'Houlihan. I made that up. You're saying Denmark?
I don't know. I just feel like it's Ireland too, obviously. Like that.
How pissed are you if I said, oh, he was born in Ireland? I mean, why'd you overthink it?
And you were looking for a city, I should have said Dublin. Yeah.
Denmark, Ireland. You're saying Denmark.
Now the way you're saying this, I don't, yes. Okay.
Good old Patrick was born in Britain.
Oh, that's too easy. I mean, I was thinking it was more obscure than just the next island over.
Okay. So let's go one further. What color used to be associated with the holiday? It wasn't green.
What color? I'm going to say red for the deaths of snakes.
For the lack of potatoes. The good old Patrick was born in Britain, not Ireland, which may have tipped you off that the original color for St. Patrick's Day was blue. There you go.
Why would that tip me
this
off?
Great Britain. Britain. It's blue and red. You said red. That's fine. Yeah.
The red coats, man.
I'm following what you're saying. Blue was also in that flag. Thank you very much.
I think I just need to do a little more St. Patrick's research.
I told you the snakes weren't real, and you fought me on it. I told you his real name was Patrick O'Houlihan, and you said that can't be right. And I said, you know what? This is my game. So
I just think we were going on a slippery slope with what saints actually did or didn't do. I think we should avoid
that. The shamrock represents the three, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. See? Don't tell me this podcast isn't educational in any type of way. We found out, both of us found out that sharks are fish. So that was fun.
But also don't take anything we say too seriously, because the odds are we don't have a second source on it. It's really just the first source.
These are going to be the ancient texts for our children one day. So my dad said, well, on his podcast.
Well, that is, my dad used to get most of his information from people he drove in his Uber. So that's, we might be a step up.
I get all my news from BuzzFeed.com.
I mean, that actually, I know you do.
How else am I going to find out what type of potato I am and who just broke up? BuzzFeed's got everything.
We're a pop culture podcast.
Pop culture debates. Friendship, I think, was the third one.
Okay.
So St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. I have more holidays for you to talk about. Also back this week, what a return for the classics and the hits. Holidays of the week. 3/12, which I very smartly, 3/12 is the day this episode will be releasing. So no more holidays where you're like, hey, that was yesterday. This doesn't do me any good. So
we're preppers now, baby. Type A personality.
It's learning. 3/12.
Don't ask me how quickly to record time that I finished the trivia for this one, though. So just don't ask.
AI could never. He's too busy at practice. 3/12, Girl Scout Day. Now, let me just say my mother was a brownie leader, troop leader. I was technically a Girl Scout as well. I was at all the meetings because I had to. Somebody had to watch me.
Not a surprise.
That's the least surprising thing you'll hear in this episode. The boxes are now $6. I don't know if you know that.
I don't think I've ever purchased with my own money a Girl Scout cookie. So.
Okay. Well, they're $6 a box. My niece has a QR code that goes to the website. She passed out stickers and whatever. I mean, they're learning, man. They're basically like a little Girl Scout militia at this point.
So you can't pat your pockets and be like, oh, I don't have any cash.
They post up tables outside of dispensaries. I mean, these girls are working. Let me tell you.
Please don't call them working girls.
You know, I heard it, and there's nothing I can do about it. the boxes are now $6, in case you're wondering. So if you want to support a Girl Scout, just know you'll have to move some money around. But Girl Scout Day, March 12th. This one is on the list specifically for Matt. March 13th, Donald Duck Day. Now, Matt, rack your brain. This is on my list to see if you remember this mallard's middle name.
I don't remember. This is like when we like do this trivia and we get a ton of them wrong because we're dumb and then we're also not learning at the same time. First off, again, not a mallard, and Donald Duck's middle name. Or is it Daffy Duck?
Which one? I said Donald.
Donald Duck's middle name. Something weird. Does it start with a D?
With a D? No.
Yeah, it's not triple D alliteration.
No, it's an F. Can do this.
It's right there.
I can see right that there. It's right there. You almost said it on accident, I believe.
Ferguson. I was going to say.
Ferguson's a cat.
Not a mallard like Donald.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Starts with an F?
Starts with an F. Ends in a Y.
Is it a real word or is it kind of like a made-up one?
The only one I've ever seen with this name, middle name, is Donald F. Duck. As in, you're F ducking real bad right now.
Yeah, I don't remember at all. Phil Fowl.
Fowlard. Fowl.
What do you got?
Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Fauntleroy. That's right. Fauntleroy. I need to lock that in. Fauntleroy. Fauntleroy.
Every few episodes, I'm going to hit you with, what's that mallard's middle name? So, of course, Fauntleroy. That was 313. March 14th.
Fauntleroy. I still can't.
March 14th, Potato Chip Day. Just based on everything I know about you, you probably don't have a favorite potato chip. You probably think chips are overrated. You'd rather have an apple or something dumb. But let's hear it. I'm not a big potato chip guy, but let me hear your potato chip.
This is where you're mistaken. Oh, you are just basing this off of the fact that I don't like sweets.
Yeah.
I love salty. Okay. I'll eat a whole bag of chips in one sitting, unfortunately. I will say, I don't really have favorites in general. It's like, what am I in the mood for? I got like go-tos. I'd some sour cream and cheddar. I'd mess some sour cream and cheddar up. I love a original Dorito.
Okay. Original by nacho cheese, you mean?
Nacho cheese. I know people think Cool Ranch is better, and I love Cool Ranch, but I am an original guy.
I like kissing girls, and I don't want to have dragon breath all the time. So
is that what Cool Ranch gives you?
I mean, that's the theory. It's like Cool Ranch Doritos make you feel like a dragon.
I didn't know that. But I love chips.
Okay. What's your favorite chip? Based on your mood today, if you were going to have a chip today, besides on your shoulder.
Probably Miss Vickers Jalapeno. Yeah.
God. Yeah, we're going to have to bleep Vickers, that out. Miss no Vickers? Free press. Come on, man. Sales just went up.
No. There's a brand that's Hawaiian here that makes some good chips.
Are they Hawaiian chips?
They make a jalapeno chip, and then one's a barbecue chip. No, Hawaiian
spam
is the
and,
brand.
Spam and one pineapple.
No, one's like sweet onion. That's pretty Hawaiian, maybe. I don't know. That one's my least favorite, but they make the best barbecue chip, I think. In the history of barbecue chips.
What would you think is my favorite potato chip?
A plain Lay's classic.
No, it's got to have ridges.
You want a Ruffles ridges?
I want anything, even if it's a Lay's. A Lay's
wavy?
Lay's wavy will do it. A Ruffle, a Pringle.
Pringle has no ridges?
Well, yeah, I'm just listing favorite chippies. I could go to town on a bag of Tostitos, triangle, squares, circles, doesn't matter. The scoops.
You know, I haven't had a Sun chip in a while, but I was thinking about it the other day. I got Subway and I had a harvest cheddar Sun chip.
I was going to say, what made him think of Sunkissed or Sun chip, whatever? I was like, it's either got to be Subway or Potbellies.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think we have Potbellies out here.
I'll have you know, I'll eat a barbecue chip. Thank you very much. I'm willing to go from the grain of the plane.
You wouldn't like the barbecue chips I'm talking about. They're a little too spicy.
Spicy?
For your tongue.
Well, yeah. I had a couple weeks ago, I had buffalo wings and three beers, and I was throwing up all day. I had a child's birthday party the next day, and I got dirty stares from everyone. It was like, is that man sick? My wife was like, yeah, he had buffalo sauce yesterday.
Man, you're getting old.
Yeah, I had Guinness over the weekend, too. I think I have to rule out Guinness, too. I'm just falling apart, man. You better come visit me before.
You're going to be lukewarm water and saltine crackers pretty soon. That's all your body can handle.
I mean, I'm telling you, plane might be the only thing that keeps me going. As soon as I started deviating, barbecue chip, it's like, no. Stay in your lane. Your body can process any type of herbs and spices. Eat your saltines and your ginger ale.
I think the problem also might be your body hasn't seen a vegetable. And those Flintstone vitamins you're still eating are really needed to do some extra work.
It's a hero's journey, those Flintstone vitamins.
I do love those memes of like the Flintstone vitamins I took when I was 12. Still in there fighting.
Yeah. See, the trick is you just put them in a men's one-a-day container so no one asks questions. All right. Potato chip day, March 14th. Also March 14th, of course. You're a big sweets guy. Pie day, 3.14, and then who cares? You know? That's for some dork with a notebook to figure out. 3.14, 5.4, 5.9. See? Nobody knows. It's all made up. What's after 3.14?
I won't even fight you on it. I'm not impressed by anything past the
0.14.
The second decimal.
Yeah, who cares? It's 0 to 9. There's 10 options for.
So I'll ask you now, what's your favorite type of pie? Since you asked me chip.
I'll tell you. If I'm at Baker Square and it's Free Pie Wednesday, I'm getting a brownie a la mode, which is a brownie with ice cream on top.
That doesn't sound like pie.
That's what the manager at the one at Harlem and Higgins said, and I fought him tooth and nail. It's on your pie menu, sir. And it's Free Pie Wednesday. So by the bylaws, I'm here for my free pie. And he said, sir, it's Tuesday, and we're closed. I said, I'll wait right here.
And you paid for that pie.
I don't like apple pie. I don't like cherry pie. Don't like pumpkin pie. So, yeah. Stop putting fruit in things. It's a pretty standard rule. Wedding cake, pie. I don't need any of it. Reese's Pieces, pie. I'll eat that. Cookies and cream, I'll eat that.
Are you a cheesecake guy? Would you do a cheesecake over a pie?
I mean, I would eat a cheesecake, but...
If there's a cheesecake and a pie next to each other, you choose the cheesecake.
Like, regardless of the pie? Someone said there's pie or cheesecake, and I have to gamble on the pie? Yeah, I'm choosing cheesecake every time. Unless cheesecake with custard, I was like, you piece of shit. You knew what you were doing.
But you freeze that custard, you're back
in. Well, sure. I have needs. I mean...
Do you see how dumb that sounds? You just don't like the sound of custard, but if you freeze it, you'll eat it. It's the same taste. It's the same taste.
Yeah. It's all texture. I like apples. I like apple juice. I don't like applesauce. I like orange juice. Don't like oranges. Yeah.
I watched a guy on Instagram chug a Das Boot of 6 pounds of apple, cinnamon applesauce. I watched the whole video. I was like, I know exactly what's happening in this, but I still had to watch the whole video. He undoes the 6 pounds of applesauce and pours it in the boot, and he just chugs it. And then he goes... Awful. That's it. See you tomorrow.
So let's say like Joey Chestnut. Do you think outside of like the 4 days he has to eat hot dogs, do you think he's eating hot dogs?
I mean, yeah, he trains. He has training sessions.
I mean, wouldn't that just absolutely kill your like vibe for that stuff?
That is a question. I feel like I heard on an interview that he did that he like still enjoys a hot dog, but it just has to be far removed away from... Like when he's training.
Well, I think someone asked Sean Evans, like, you have wings every day for like, you know, your job or interviews or whatever. There's no way you have wings outside of this. And he's like, yeah, not anymore. But
it's also like, if you eat them every, like, you have to not have something to crave it. You know, it's like, you don't crave something you eat every day.
That's not
as
true.
We're drinking beer. I don't know. I was thinking that as we're drinking beer. It's like,
I can eat pizza every single day. Every day. I eat pizza every single day, all 4 years of high school. Pizza and a cookie.
That's more because you like pizza and don't like anything else.
Yeah, but if I was a competitive pizza eater, I think I could eat pizza every day. pizza you can change. It's hard to really change a hot dog.
But like when I go to, when I'm like, or if I eat wings every day for work and then I went to a place and I would be like, oh, you know what sounds good? Wings. It's like, no, I'll have them tomorrow. I don't need to have them right now.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
And especially when it's your own show, you can request what kind of wings you want.
Yeah, but I feel like it'd be a cop-out if I was like, oh, today can we do like vegan wings? It was like, no, you have to eat the wings.
People do vegan wings.
Well, yeah, but he does that based.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
On the guests.
No, they don't do vegan. They just do pieces of cauliflower,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
That they dip in the hot sauce. You're just cheating. Trying to trick your body.
Would you do... Are you a flats or a...
Drumstick.
The drumstick.
I don't know. I mean, no. I think I like drumstick better.
I think I like flats better, but I think I would, if I was on hot ones, I would choose drumstick. I don't know why.
I think two years ago, at a wing joint called Bird's Nest in Arlington Heights, it was about 10 p.m. and we waited almost all day to have wings. Every place was booked and blessed because of March Madness. We finally got into Bird's Nest after a huge wait, and I was like, oh, like, you know, I don't see, you know, like boneless on here. But I was like, let me ask. It's freaking 10 p.m. I'm not looking to get super messy, you know? So I went up to the server and was like, can I have some, you know, buffalo wings or whatever? And I said, do you guys have boneless? And she goes, we have chicken nuggets. And I said, you know what? That was the rudest thing you could have said to me. She was like, oh, we have chicken nuggets?
Right, right. I respect this.
I said, you know what I was asking. Come on. Like, you don't have to do that in front of my boys. You kidding me?
Boneless wings are chicken nuggets.
Yeah. And I said, first of all, how dare you? And then I whispered, yeah, that actually sounds lovely.
Can you cut them to make look
like a dinosaur? Yeah, but she didn't even look up from her notepad. We have chicken nuggets.
No, well, I know
like a real wing plate that you have chicken nuggets. I looked at the menu 4 days before I got here to make sure there were items that I would eat.
I think I want to go to this place. It sounds like a good wing place.
It's a good nugget place, I'll tell you that, for firsthand knowledge. Great nuggets. Never had the wings. Would love to go someday. You know what goes with wings? March 16th. Stone Cold Steve Austin Day. The most important one on the list, in my opinion, Stone Cold Steve Austin Day, March 16th, Austin 316. Does that mean anything to you?
Because that's what Stone Cold says, so. No, I messed that up. Because Stone Cold said so.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. You're right. It's just an excuse to drink
that's
beer.
That's the part I missed.
So there you go. That's what we're doing right now. So happy Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
What? What? Let's not start this on the podcast because that could get old real fast.
Yeah. He drove an ATV to the ring last year and he crashed into the barricade and knocked some lady over. So good old Steve Weisers. You know, he says he doesn't even really drink beer anymore. It's really depressing. Don't meet your heroes, kids.
He never really drank beer.
What are you talking about? He drank them all the time.
He kind of just poured it around his
mouth. Well, yeah, you saw the braces on his knees. He probably was on medication. He couldn't drink. Don't blame Steve. He's doing his best. Yeah, March 16th. So go see Austin Day. March 17th. Do you have a guess?
Is there something other than St.
Patrick? It's Britain's own St. Patrick. The Chicago River will be dyed green this weekend. Did you ever take public transportation to go see the river dyed green?
No. Because
it's stupid. Thank you for segueing into that. I would love to talk about it. If you're over the age of 15, don't go see the river get dyed green. You're welcome.
I feel like you're not giving enough credit to the people who are 21 and 22, and that's the best day of their lives.
No, it's still stupid. You take the Metro downtown, and then you watch the river already be green because they dyed it at like 10 a.m. and you got there at noon. And then you can't drink anywhere because it's in public and you're around the river. So they get real mad and then you just go home. It's a giant waste of time.
No, you go to the bar. It sounds like
I have gone when I was 16. because that was the last time it was cool.
And it was my well, shout out Mike. He's going to be listening to this. He was on one of the boats
once. See, that I would do. I'm not taking public transportation to go all the way down there to go, oh, it's green. And everyone in the group going, well, yeah, it's supposed to be green. And you just go home? Just go drink at Kieran's house? It's stupid.
You had some of the weirdest, traumatic experiences that aren't dramatic. This is
traumatic.
One of them.
I said this you is stupid, and you said, yeah, that is stupid. That was it.
I know. I agree. It's stupid to go. I mean, it's cool to see the river green, but you don't have to go.
You want me to show you a picture on my phone?
And
save you $7.50?
I show people all the time here. When I first moved out here and people, I realized people like just don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day the same way. I just assumed it would be like smaller than like people still celebrate, but it's like just a smaller scale than it is
sure.
in Chicago, but it is not. Like I like had to actively seek out. It's like only Irish pubs will be doing something and you have to like find the one that's going to have people at it.
Vaughn's Pub, Chicago, Illinois has been advertising St. Patrick's Day since Valentine's Day. So that's the move, my friend. If you're an Irish bar, yeah, this is your Oktoberfest. Drink up.
I don't know how it'll ever happen, but I just hope that one time my school has spring break on St. Patrick's Day and I'll take all my friends to like from here to be like, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but when's the earliest your spring break can be? Couldn't be March 17th.
No, I know. It'll never happen. Because we have ski week also, so ski week that's a month before.
Just make ski week Saint practice day.
No, I really think if it falls on a Saturday, we could probably make it happen. Fly in on a Friday, take the Monday off. That could work.
I think the last time I was like really amped up for Saint Patrick's Day was the 2 weeks prior to Saint Patrick's Day, unofficial at either University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, or Eastern Illinois. I think they just had it last weekend. So, shout out to all those kids. It'll be the last time it's cool, and you peaked in high school.
Don't listen. That's bad
advice. It's not bad advice. I was Chuck Fagan all the time.
Follow your dreams, kid. Follow your dreams, kids. Celebrate all the holidays.
If you're at, was it 1837 10th Street, 11th Street, there's a keg of summer shandy. With your name on it. I'm assuming the garage is unlocked. He's a slumlord. If you find my Chase Lounge, I don't want it back. There's human urine on it.
So I guess in my futon made it to the next house. Yeah. So.
Is there human urine on that one? You want to say?
Probably.
Shout out to Tony. Tony the peer. Is that correct? He's going to piss on your couch.
He'll pee on anything. He peed in my parents' sleeping bag once.
My man.
I forget what they were. They were at my parents' house for something. They stayed over. There's a bunch of just people sleeping in the basement. Some had sleeping bags. He like woke somebody up by like showering at like 5:30 a.m. And everybody was like, Tony, did you shower? He was like, yeah, I just like. Was a little drunk, didn't really know where I was, and I woke up and thought I had to go into work, so I just hopped in the shower. And then they like everybody leaves and my mom goes to roll up the sleeping bag, or maybe it was my brother, and it's just soaking wet with piss. And it's like, you're that much of a scumbag that you can't tell them that you piss in the sleeping bag. You gotta pretend like you were just like too drunk and had to go shower.
And that man's just out there interacting with other people, knowing full well I've peed on that. I've peed on this.
Scumbag behavior.
Does anybody still talk to Tony? Not that it really matters, but.
Yeah, they all do. I'm sure anyone of Mike's friends who are listening to this, they'll probably make sure Tony listens to it. Tony, you were a scumbag for that move.
This is very interesting. Did he ever get like any type of medical attention or he just a drunk
beer?
Okay. Would you feel bad if he had like some issue the entire time and we were all ragging on him? Or would you be like, no?
No. Not at all.
Sleep apnea makes me poop my pants. Are you upset about that? Will you forgive me?
No, I'll make fun of you also. But just don't be a piece of shit about it. If you shit in my mom's sleeping bag, you better apologize. That's all.
I think that's more about it being your mom's sleeping bag than it is anything else. I wouldn't cross that woman ever. I would rather pee in your sleeping bag than pee in something I borrowed from your mother.
That's not bad. I mean, that's like not that bold of a statement. Yeah.
I just love your mom. She's needed to hear that. Yeah, public transportation to go see the river dyed green. Stupid. Ain't nobody got time for all that. Matt agreed. You can cut out all the parts where he fought me on it. I said, you're dying. It's stupid. No, and you said, I agree.
I think your cutoff is too young. That's all. Let him make it to 22.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
I mean, I guess.
Let the young pups figure out on their own that it sucks after, like, when you're 23.
Yeah. My coworker, Ishan, shout out Ishan. He's very excited for St. Patrick's Day. And it might kill him. He took off the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Yeah.
And I said, from Houston, Texas. Shout out Houston, I guess, if that's important to you. Ishan, if you're listening to this and you're hungover, brother, how is that possible? This comes out the 12th.
I actually was thinking that, but I got you.
Okay. I don't have time for the things I enjoy, let alone going to see the river dyed green. I work downtown. I don't need to see it. I'll see it again Monday when I show up. Yeah. I don't have time for the things I enjoy. There's a guitar that I've been staring at as we do every episode. I'm like, I should get back into it.
My God. Does it make you feel bad that I'm better at guitar now than you
are? There's no
way. When you were best at guitar, I knew zero.
You got free time. I don't have free time. I come home and I have to be somebody. You've been home.
I didn't just learn.
Yeah.
I kind of just learned.
Do you have a guitar in your home?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a guitar right here.
Mine's in my living room right now.
Well, by proximity, I'm a better guitar. So.
This brings us really into the next thing I wanted to talk about. So thank you for the segue. I kind of had the thought about hobbies in general. As a person who just sits on his couch and is like looking for things to do, I had a thought on hobbies.
Sure.
And so I brought it up to you and I wanted you to come up with some of your hobbies. And so this is really falls into the category, and this is how I'm describing it. So this is hobbies that you want to do, but you don't have the skills, time, money, energy, or care to do.
That's me, all the way.
I think that's everybody. There's a lot of hobbies that are like, this sounds kind of cool, I'd want to do it. So for you, you said you had one right off the bat when I mentioned this. What is the hobby that you don't have the skills, time, money, energy, or care to do?
I mean, first and foremost, I used to video game all the time. Any type of sports video game. Now I have zero time to do it. If I get the kids asleep, the wife is awake. If the wife's awake and the kids are also awake, there's no time. There's no time to do it. There's a new MLB The Show that's coming out next week. And I'm like, I'm going to spend $60 to $100 and I'm going to play this thing, you know, twice in like a month. It's going to be terrible. I'm going to have my kids go somewhere else. I'll maybe pick a fight with my wife so she makes her sleep on the couch. It's where the TV and PlayStation is. She doesn't listen to this. So I'm going to say, for sure, the game comes out the 17th and the 18th. She's going to be real mad at me.
It's an interesting strategy.
Yeah, I mean, the couch is comfortable. So
I might just try asking for a couple hours.
Nah.
You just need a bigger house.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can be like, you need to have a kids' playroom and a TV game console set up so they can be in there and you're watching them while playing.
I mean, I bought my firstborn child a pink PlayStation 5 controller. So here you go. You can play with this while daddy plays.
Perfect. I think you're onto something. So you want to play more video games. That's the hobby. So that's more like a hobby that you had and lost, is what it sounds like. And it works.
I mean, guitar, I guess technically it was a hobby. I took guitar lessons, but. If you want to hear Jesse's Girl on an untuned guitar, boy, oh boy, do I remember those chords.
I had a buddy, it's actually a trivia host that we became friends with, that said, if you're a man and your name's in a song, someone's banging your girl. I think that applies.
Yeah.
It's either banging or wants to bang your girl. And I think that falls, that definitely applies to.
Yep. Do you know the band Coheed and Cambria?
Do I look like I know the band Coheed and Cambria?
They came out with a sequel to Jesse's Girl that features Rick Springfield talking about how Jesse's Girl is an absolute nightmare. He regrets stealing the girl from Jesse. This girl's a monster. He's got kids with her. He hates her. He's in a loveless marriage. It's pretty funny. He shows up in the music video like, she's a monster. I should have left that monster in the 80s.
And Jesse's probably pretty pumped for that.
I hope there wasn't a real Jesse. All right. I'm sure we could look into it at some point. If he's here on the radio, it's like, oh, this is my friend Rick. I'm Jesse. Oh, that's my girl. Oh, okay. So Rick's no longer my friend.
Or it was the 80s. Maybe they're real good friends.
Yeah.
Like Bubba the Love Sponge. And
the Thruple. Yeah.
All right. So I created a whole list of things that fit this category for me. And this is going to, I want this kind of be like, it can be fast paced. If something triggers and you want to give a little more, feel free. But again, this is hobbies that I think would be cool, but I don't have the skills, time, money, energy, or care to do. The first one, something about me that I think people maybe have picked up on, and you obviously being my good friend know that I am a little delusional when it comes to what I am capable of. I think I can do anything. So this one falls into that category of writing a novel. I think I could write a killer novel.
I'm great at nothing, but I'm good at everything. I just don't have fear. Yeah. I just don't get it.
Those are two direct Matt quotes. Absolutely.
Good
at everything, great at nothing. And fear doesn't make sense.
What would the novel be about?
Anything. I think I'd be a good novelist. And I think that life appeals to me. Just like being in a room with writer's block and a whiskey.
Sure.
And I think I could make that happen.
Can I ask one follow-up question?
Sure.
Do you think you could write a novel based on like something you made up or something that's like life experience? You think you've done something in your life that people want to know about this?
No. Fiction. I could write young adult novels. I could write children's books and young adult novels. Okay. That's what I could
Where do. Are you been, Loca? That's Twilight, I mean.
And remember, this is things I don't have the skills to do, the time to do, the money to do, the energy or the care to do. So this falls under the maybe skills. And maybe I might not have the skills, but I think I do. All right.
Do you have a journal?
Next one, I've seen your writing.
I wrote this episode. I wrote all of Matt's lines. Don't let him fool you.
It lacks soul. People know when you're reading and when you're not.
Yeah. Matt, okay. A joke here.
Number two. I realized as I was writing this, there is some that are kind of more like bucket listy, but it feels like a hobby could lead. Like if I had this as a hobby, it might lead to it. And so then my number two is being a bomb ass drawer. Like I want to be good at drawing.
Okay.
Like the person you can just be like, draw me this, and then they can just do it. I think that'd be kind of cool.
What really amps you up? You have a kid and they say, can you draw whatever? And then you draw it and then you turn it back to them and they like lose their mind. It's like, yeah, it's great. Can you draw a bear with a top hat right now? I said, sure. And she's like, that's a bear with a top hat. And I'm like, this kid rules. I'm a fantastic drawer.
Wait 2 years when you turn that bear in a top hat around. She goes,
that's not a bear.
What?
That's a koala. I didn't ask for a koala.
All right. It's like some people are just naturally good at drawing. I am like a decent drawer, but I'm not very good. And I'd like to be good. I'd like to have somebody be like, whoa, you drew this? I just want somebody to say that once, you know? Oh my God.
I used to draw as a kid and then the world beat me down.
Do you see my connection between like writing a young adult / children's book and being a bomb ass drawer? That's two for one. I could write a children's book and be the illustrator.
I'm with you.
Number three on my list, rock climbing.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool to be a rock climber, but I don't want to do it. I don't really care to do it. That falls into the I don't care to do it
category. Have you ever done like a rock climbing class or anything like that?
Not a class. I mean, I've done like, I don't know. There's been times where I've like gone up on a rock wall and like I have a rock wall in my gym at school. So I like when I take it out a couple times a year, I do it a little bit. And I don't ever really enjoy it either because it's a strength to weight ratio thing. And my strength to weight ratio is not great. So I'm not great at it. But to be good at it seems pretty
I think
cool.
It's just an unnatural, like, when they're like, oh, you just, like, bounce off the wall. I was like, why would I let go? Like, even if you're, harnessed in. Well, yeah, but once you, like, get over that part where you're like, wait, you want me to just, like, let go, but I don't fall because I'm hooked up to a thing. But you want me to just slowly start like bouncing like down this thing? I was like, that shouldn't be a thing. But
that's fair. Number four, surfing. I think I would really enjoy surfing.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
I've never tried it, but I think I could be like the kind of person that's like, oh, I think I'm into surfing now. Because people who are into surfing, they like go every chance they get. Yeah. I have a guy I work with who checks the swells every day. He also is out of work with the torn tendon. Jeff, if you're listening.
When we were in Hawaii for our honeymoon, we took a surf like class, surf instructional thing. It was like an hour. I stood up on the board once and I was like, all right, like, that's fine. And he's like, oh, you're going to ride the wave, bro? And I was like, absolutely not. I stood up. That's what I wanted to do.
You stood up on land?
No, like in the water. I like stood up on a wave and was like, all right, like, I don't have to do this ever again. Like Lizzie kept going back out there. I'm like, nope, don't care. I did the thing.
That's wild. I mean, it's not surprising, but I need to scratch that itch once I did it once.
The instructor was either 25 or 68. His skin was like a shoe, like a leather shoe. I don't know that this man could have been 18. Couldn't tell you. That man was out there every day. I don't know if he was homeless. I don't know if he van life, lived on the beach, just went there every day for hours on end. Couldn't tell you.
He just lives for the waves, man.
I live in the moment, so that's probably where we differ.
Okay. Next one, this one, I know, this one falls under the skills, money, probably. I don't have those. But I want to be one of those, I think it'd be super cool to be one of those guys in the wingsuit that jump off a cliff, like fly down in the wingsuit. Like, that seems so cool to me, and I would love to try it. But it is a little bit like, I should have put in here, like, don't know how to start. How does one start that?
It's like figuring out how airplanes stay up. Aren't you worried you're just going to jump and just immediately fall?
That's why it's like, and you, so that's why I'm like, I need somebody to like, who has done it to go with me. It's not like you just buy a wingsuit and go to the top of the mountain. I understand it's not how it works, but I don't really even know where to start to get to be a person who does that. And I'm sure everybody who cares about me would urge me not to do it, but I think it'd be really freaking cool. Dude, you see those videos where they're like close to the ground through the canyons?
Why would you want to do that? I wouldn't even want to be in a hot air balloon.
Sounds awesome.
Screw that.
Hot air balloon seems a little bit lame, but it feels like you're not really comparing apples to apples here. A hot air balloon and a guy jumping up a mountain in a wingsuit. Don't really feel like
either
the
way
same
I'm
thing.
Not doing.
Now, if you're going up in that hot air balloon to then like jump off and wingsuit down, now I'm back in.
Oh,
maybe.
The lit flame and the wicker basket I'm standing in. Yeah.
Nothing
I'm out.
Wrong with that. Take me up with a parachute. I'll be fine.
Or a wingsuit.
I should try skydiving first. I think I've never tried skydiving and I should
what
try
if you
that
got up there and you said, I'd like to do the wingsuit or whatever. And she said, we don't have that, but we do have chicken nuggets. See? It's not comparable.
Doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't. We got the chicken suit.
All right. So I want to be a wingsuit.
It's the guy on land. You see the dot down there? Yeah.
All right. This one, learning a new language. I think it'd be cool to learn a new language, but I'll never be able to do it. And I don't really care to. But I.
You don't think we have our own language? You don't think that counts?
I mean, no, but sure.
Okay. I'm counting it. Gibberish.
I need full immersion, though. That's the only way I'll ever learn. I just need to go live in another country. I don't speak the language, and I'll learn.
You never got like a Rosetta Stone, and we're like, I'm gonna knock this out in 6 weeks.
I mean, you know me; I failed Spanish 1-4 times, so yeah. I'm not the guy to learn. That's because I didn't do homework.
Yeah.
So you know,
I took Italian 1, and then I took Italian 2, And then the Italian 2 teacher realized, you guys didn't learn anything in Italian 1, did you? So then she combined classrooms for the Italian 2 students to relearn Italian 1, but still be in Italian 2. And then Italian 3, our teacher started sleeping with a student. So we were pretty much back down to Italian 1.
So you don't know Italian?
They were just going to let us ride that semester. They were like, please God, just no more lawsuits. You guys qualify for your foreign language. Please just leave. And I said, ciao, Bella. And they said, yeah, that's good enough. Arrivederci. Yeah. See? Don't tell me Italian 1 didn't stick, baby.
If I asked you how many words could you do?
In Italiano? Yeah. Would you know if I was just adding O's to the end of words?
I could dig a guess.
La pizza.
All right.
Spaghetti.
Wow, Italian.
They don't they say. That's all I remember from Italian.
All right, this one kind of falls into bucket list, but it's just like, I want to solve a Rubik's Cube. I just want to be able to solve a Rubik's Cube, man. So that would be like a hobby. I have to learn how to do it. I can do two of the rows, but I never know how to do that third row.
Take the stickers off. Put them back on.
Yeah, that's how you would do it.
There's a way to like actually like figure it out. You can solve a Rubik's Cube in like 13 moves every time or something.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I got to learn how to solve it. I can solve two rows right now with like the basic algorithm, and I don't remember how to do the third row. This one made me laugh, and I kind of think it would be an awesome job. Escape room design.
Okay.
So if I was just the guy that came up with the ideas on escape rooms, so basically like building puzzles and then making them have to be solved before you can open them.
The key is behind your wife's eye.
Yeah, a little less like Saw and a little more like some high kid watching video cameras ripping bombs at an escape room. That's more the speed. I thought, I was like, it'd be kind of cool to design an escape room. It's like, again, I don't know if it's hobby, but it's a hobby adjacent, right?
I mean, escape rooms, I think, are technically a hobby. Someone said, oh, my hobby is going to escape rooms. I would count it.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to them. I want to design it, baby. All right, this one is for sure. I told Juliette this, and she's like, this absolutely makes sense for you. I would love to learn how to play the steel drum.
Okay.
The steel drum just looks like, you imagine if you could just like come into my house and I had a steel drum and I was just playing a little steel drum for you. Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, but how do you feel about if I go to that same party and let's say you don't know me and I brought my guitar with me, you'd be like, look at this douche. So then you're waiting in the wings like, how long do I wait before I pull out the snare drum?
It wouldn't be a snare drum. It would be the steel drum. Do you know what steel drum is?
It's the same thing. Nobody wants to see the guy playing your steel drum at a party.
Are you kidding me? That is the music from the aisles, baby.
Yeah, if they won't let us sing.
If
they won't let us sing the Arthur theme song, they don't want to hear us do the steel drum.
It would be pretty sick if I could play the steel drum.
If you do the steel drum and I can sing in its authentic language the Arthur theme song, I'm on board with this.
I mean, we're at my house in this scenario, so you can do whatever you want.
Every day, yeah. You're getting the real me.
Whiskey Mill, take us on tour. Yeah.
We do several accents, one of which is just a fantastic Jamaican. That's what we've perfected by now. But it's only in the Arthur theme song or any line from Cool Runnings.
I am just here to play a steel drum.
Quit banging on the damn drum.
Okay. The next one, mixology. Super easy to get into. I don't have the patience to like make myself a cocktail. But it would be kind of cool if people come over and be like, what do you want? And they can say anything in the world and I can just mix it up.
Don't you think it's pretentious if somebody was like, oh, are you a bartender? No, I'm a mixologist. I'd be like, you're a barista.
This is hobby. This is not profession. This is not profession. This is hobby. You come over to my house, you ask for a cocktail, I can make it without having to look it up.
Oh, you have Malibu rum and orange juice? I forgot you were a mixologist pouring me my favorite wedding drink.
I do feel like in order to call yourself a mixologist, you need like 4 ingredients per drink. Not 2 or 3 is just like your
Mountain Dew and orange juice. Great wedding drink.
I'm pretty sure I read that Mountain Dew was originally created to mix with whiskey. Like that's the reason they created it. They needed a whiskey mixer.
Tullamore Dew, Mountain Dew.
Tullamore.
Mountain Dew.
Baja. Okay. My next one. My next one is lame. Okay. But if in the right setting, being awesome at magic tricks.
I was
going to
say, if this man says mime, I'm out. How do they do the box,
it's
though? They're wild.
It's mime adjacent. But if I could just have a few party tricks that are magic, I have one party trick that's magic. And everybody thinks they can do it, but they can't.
Is it a card trick?
If I had a couple more in the pocket.
Is it a card trick?
No. It's a rubber band trick.
A rubber band.
I'm sure I've showed you.
If you take a toothpick and tape it to your thumb, you can make a toothpick disappear. All you're doing is just pulling it back. It works on 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds are mean.
I was at a party where a guy like wrote on a piece of paper and then like transitioned it to his hand. And it's like apparently a special marker. You can only do the trick once in the entire party because the thing stays there the whole time. But it was pretty cool. And I was like, yeah, you're like a guy who does magic.
But neither one of us needs to have some type of parlor trick as like a opener. That's like.
No, I don't need it. I don't. This is not like I don't need to be doing magic at parties. Yeah. It's just like, if it happens naturally, just do like a couple of cool magic tricks. Yeah. That'd be cool. Next one. Juliet also said she was surprised I don't know how to do this already. Lock picking. It'd be pretty cool to get into picking locks.
Yeah.
But I could just be like, yeah, I can get into any lock.
Yeah. Here's my.
Which then, of course, leads
to. Here's my steel toe boot.
I would say lock picking then leads to safe cracking, and safe cracking means we can do a heist. So.
I mean, for legal purposes, obviously, neither Matt nor I are interested in any type of heist for less than $5 million.
Name a person who doesn't want to be part of a heist. If you can guarantee you couldn't
get
caught.
Well, I mean, you can say that, right?
Right.
Name two more members of our heist. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and then you're going to say one name, and then I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, and you're going to say another name. Do you know?
This is E. I mean, you know who I'm picking. We're the Fantastic Four, baby. Me, you, Billy, and Sean are going on a heist.
That, for the record, that was the two.
And Sean is the wild card.
Yeah.
The Charlie Day, if you will.
Just we just need Billy's brute force, and Sean's just, you know, whatever. Whatever it is, Sean has it.
We know you're not the driver.
Well, yeah.
We're going to have to take the highway.
I'll drive on the highway. You need somebody to be the getaway car, and you need them to go the speed limit. They're catching people going 70. Oh,
let's be real. You're the lookout.
I wouldn't even trust me to do that. Y'all are busted. I should be the dude who got the job at the bank and has worked there for 2 years. I'm your inside man. And I have a family.
Who said we're robbing a bank?
What were you going to rob, like, the Louvre?
Your mother works at
not
a bank.
Not anymore.
She
retired. She'd also be looking to rob that bank.
I was going to say, so it sounds like we
I
got
said, would you ever rob the bank, Mom? And she said, they've robbed me for years with a very stone cold look. This chick has thought about it.
All right. So lock the bank. And then in turn, safe cracking, then heist. Sure. All right. 13. I don't know if I feel how I feel about this one, but I think it's just like hanging out with the boys is kind of what this is. Historical reenactment.
Okay.
I don't think I would actually enjoy the historical reenactment part, but so if you ever see the historical reenactment guys, they're enjoying themselves. I'd like to give it a shot.
I only
know one. I'd like to see what it's all about.
From high school. I'll tell you his name because it's fascinating. His name is Ryan Abens. Senior year, he said to a crowd of people, hey, just so you know, it's been Abens this whole time. And we said, shut up, Ryan. And he's a Revolutionary War reenactor. He wore a chastity belt, and he was the first one to have a baby out of wedlock. How Revolutionary War of you, Ryan?
Okay, you're not really selling this for me. It was a way off their thought. If he's the kind of person,
Thunderbolt.
No, I just want some
Thunderbolt.
Yeah, I just want a little LARPing feel. I don't want that.
What
just
war?
Like, sometimes they feel like they're having
what
a good
war,
time.
What reenactment? What do you think is a cool thing to reenact with the boys?
1812.
Just rock, paper, scissors. All right, we found our JFK.
Cold War. We get to meet Rocky Balboa. because he stopped.
So here's where you would lose me, because you're listing history. War of 1812, I'm guessing is in 1812, but I'm not too confident.
Well, that's what I would say is I don't think I actually care about the historical reenactment. I guess it's just hanging out with people who are liking what
you just want to hang out with the boys in outfits. That's fine.
I guess I don't even care about the outfits. Okay, scratch.
Hobby 14, drinking beer with the boys.
Hobby 14, origami.
Origami, okay. Did you ever read, was it Sudoku and the Paper Cranes? There's some book that we read in grade school.
I have it.
That taught us origami.
Sudoku and the
Paper Cranes? Something in the Paper Cranes. Book was terrible. But it taught me origami. I knew origami in fourth grade. That was the last.
I just wouldn't mind a couple folds, you know?
I mean, all papers are origami if you fold it enough.
15, this one that I would actually like to do. I guess not to say that. There are some of those that I probably will never do, but this one I think I'll probably try to do before I die is get my pilot's license, fly a plane. Okay. It'd be pretty cool to fly a plane.
What's your cargo? What's your freight?
Passengers. I'm trying just to have like a little Cessna, you know, get myself to local airports, you know.
I mean,
and then my final one, I was thinking about the rush these people must feel. The extreme coupon clippers that can get like a year's worth of supplies for like 13 cents.
And they have breakdowns.
To be able to accomplish that.
The total shouldn't be more than $1.13. You must have missed the coupon.
I'm trying to get all of my toiletries for the next 6 years for 13 cents. And you're telling me I'm paying $2.47?
Those people are psychotic.
So I don't think I want to like do the math involved. No. But I think to have the rush of getting all that stuff successfully, I think I'd be down for that.
I mean, you have to be some type of like type A personality to do that. You can't be, there's no such thing as halfway crooks in the coupon biz.
No, I absolutely agree. I know it's not for me. Remember, this is about the things I don't have the skills, time, money, or energy or care to do. And I think this one falls into all of them except money.
Well, yeah.
Because guess what? I have the money to pay full cents for that roll of toilet paper. I'm okay with it.
You're talking to somebody that would buy something, and if it didn't work, fit, et cetera, I would just throw it in my closet. I'm not wasting my time returning this. This will just be in my house until I find it again and throw it away.
That is a little crazy. You're a little extreme with that, but I understand.
My time is worth more than money. 90%.
That's all I had for hobbies.
Okay. I mean, you listed about 14 careers. And not once did you say having a beer with my friends. I guess it's a hobby.
These are things I don't have
or skills for anymore.
It's time, money, skills, or care to do. And I have all of those.
You don't care to drink beer with your buddies?
Let's go think. No, it's things I don't care to do. I have the skills to drink with you. I'm drinking right now with my buddy just virtually.
Yeah.
Time, Lord knows, I got nothing but time right now. Money, we're doing all right. Energy, still, I got nothing going on. I could drink with you. Care to do? You know I care to have a drink with the boys.
Okay.
I might fly out in a couple of weeks. I don't know. Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just move home?
Because my leg.
Oh, because of your leg. Yeah.
But I think I could. I think I could do a plane. I think I'm healthy enough to do a plane.
Okay. What was the concern? That you couldn't bend your leg?
Yeah. I couldn't sit like that for 4
couldn't
hours.
Couldn't you? Well, if you were flying your own plane. Then you make your own rules.
Little Cessna across
what's
the country.
What's your freight? Yeah.
All right. That was all for hobbies. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed.
Booked
and blessed. I'm just going to jump right into old or younger.
Is there a specific category?
Yes. It is celebrities and athletes. Most of them are one celebrity, one athlete. Some of them are not.
Okay.
Could be anybody. Alive, dead, doesn't matter.
Okay.
I might have made these a little too easy. You'll be the judge. So you're going to say who's older or younger. You can tell me either or. I don't care. If you want to do olders, you want to do youngers. LeBron James or Drake?
LeBron James is older than Drake.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Correct. LeBron James, 41, Drake, 38. Okay. Tom Brady or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Tom Brady or Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo has to be older.
Leo is older. Leo is 51.
The old Gilbert Grape. Yeah.
Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce?
Taylor Swift, born 1989. I'm assuming Travis Kelce, 1987 or 88. I'm saying Travis is older.
You got it. Almost exactly. Travis is 36. Taylor Swift is 35.
There you go.
I was worried I made this too easy, and I think I did. And because I asked Juliet, why is she getting them all correct? And she was like, it's just 10 of vibes. And I think the vibes are...
Yeah, but right. I'm the type of person for this. There's some people that would say, I don't even know who these people are. So
Michael Jordan or Adam Sandler?
Michael Jordan just turned 63. So Adam Sandler has to be younger. That sounds correct to me.
I think I had Jordan as 62 and Sandler as 59.
So he might have turned 62 on our episode 62.
Yeah, that might sound right.
Whatever episode it was, that's how old he was turning.
Hugh Hefner.
Dead.
Or Stan Lee.
Both dead. Both zero.
Dead. Yeah. I think everybody else from here on is both of them are dead.
Spoiler.
So who was older while they were alive? And I have their birth years. I think... This one should be who was born first, is what we're asking. Yeah.
Who was born first? Probably. Ooh. See, this is difficult because I'm like, I know which one died first, but it doesn't tell me the start, gives me the end. I'm going to say who was born first. It was probably the perv, Stanley.
Stanley?
No, it's got to be Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner was born in 1926. Okay. Stanley was born in 1922. Stanley is older.
Picked the wrong perv. It's okay.
Okay. We got Babe Ruth or Walt Disney?
Babe Ruth or Walt Disney. I'm going to say, with a cabbage in his hat, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth was older. He was born 1895. Walt Disney was born 1901.
Juliet got Stan Lee on vibes.
She didn't know who Stan Lee was.
So she threw her name out?
Okay. And that's the one. I added that one last. So she got all of the other ones correct, and I added that one just because it was a little more challenging, I felt like, and I was worried that those were too easy.
Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain or John Lennon?
Wilt Chamberlain or John Lennon. There is
John Lennon was born 1940.
I don't like that.
Wilt Chamberlain was born 1936. Oh,
come on, man. Wilt the Stilt. Okay.
We have Bob Ross, the canvas boss, or Mr. Rogers.
The canvas boss or the sniper. Who was older? Or who was born first, I suppose. Baby Bob. Or Baby Rogers. I'm going to say the this is a good one. I'm gonna say Mr. Rogers was born first.
Mr. Rogers was born in 1928.
Served in 45. Yeah.
Bob Ross was born in 1942.
What were those numbers?
Not close. Yes, Mr. Rogers is older, but I had the same thought. I was just thinking of people like kind of similar by the end here. And I thought of Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers. And I was like, oh, they got to be pretty close to the same age. 1928 for Mr. Rogers and 1942 for Bob Ross.
Don't like that. I don't like that at all.
So I was pretty shocked. 14 years apart? Yeah. That's like, I guess it's relatively
Do you have another one for me?
I don't want to spoil it
if for some reason this was going to be your next one. I think Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were born in the same year.
That one's wild.
I think also born that same year, Judge Judy. I'm almost positive that's also correct. But don't you kind of associate MLK Jr. and Anne Frank as like two different time periods?
Yeah, because I feel like we get like black and white photos. They throw everything kind of off. Yeah. But I do think of them as different.
Yeah.
I thought the best one on here was Babe Ruth and Walt Disney. I was like, I never really thought that they would be. I don't know why. I don't think of their ages.
Yeah. You
know?
That's interesting.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. The Bob Ross one really threw me. I thought it was going to be like within like 2 years or 3 years again.
Yeah, no. All right. That was older or younger. You got anything else for us?
I don't think so. I think it's just time to do trivia because that's half the name.
Cool. I got trivia right here, ready to go on the same Google Doc I just read.
Right here,
from.
Right now. Okay.
All right. You want to guess the topic?
World War II snipers. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Mr. Rogers. That's why he wore the sleeves, folks. Covered all of his kills that he tattooed on his arms.
This is general knowledge.
Let's go.
Because I couldn't really think of anything specific, and that's why.
Okay.
So this is going to be all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. Some might be easy, some might be hard. I don't know.
Are you ready?
Number one, what is the only mammal capable of true flight?
True flight? Dear Lord, what the hell is the definition of true flight?
So the example being like, we need Sean here for this, but sugar gliders, they don't really
fly. Okay.
They use their wingsuit.
Yeah.
My dream. They use their wingsuit. That's not flying. That's
sure. This bird or mallard can reach true flight. That's got to be the one of the littlest birds in the game. Is it, in fact, the hummingbird?
A bird isn't a mammal, dude.
A bird isn't a mammal?
It's a bird.
You said it's mammal.
A bird is not a mammal.
I was like, you said bird.
One of the things that mammals don't lay eggs. Birds very famously lay
eggs. Which mammal reaches true flight? It's not shark. This animal reaches true flight. Is it a bat?
It is a bat. Very good.
I thought I got your ass on that hummingbird. I was like, I know those things. They fly in place and sleep. I was like, that's got to be true flight.
Okay, that was wild. You really talking animal facts.
I think I just started listening.
Okay. All right. Number two. What's the capital of Canada?
Capital of Canada. They don't have capitals. Well, they do. It's capital A.
E-H, yeah. That is.
The capital is Victoria, Quebec.
My clue is think hockey teams.
Ottawa. Vancouver.
There you go. The Ottawa Senators. Yeah. You don't think the Senators are from the country's capital?
Why the hell would I care about them? USA. USA.
Ottawa is the prime ministers. Okay. Which animal's fingerprints are so similar to humans that they can confuse investigators?
Which animal's fingerprints? I mean, it's got to be monkeys. I don't think.
Incorrect.
What animal's fingerprints? What other animal has friggin' lifelike fingers?
My clue to
you
this.
You said animal. Don't even start with me.
My clue to this is you've mentioned this animal on this podcast.
Ugh, I mentioned
today.
So many animals. I've mentioned this animal with fingerprints. Oh, freak. It's a hummingbird again. No. I've mentioned this animal. What animal would that be?
Yeah. I think you were talking about your daughter or something. I can't remember when you used it. But I remember you saying it and I was like, ooh. That's funny.
When the hell did I mention that kid? fingerprints. Oh, it's a banana.
You want
another
clue?
We share most of our DNA with bananas.
These animals are known for having chlamydia.
Oh, koala bears. Those little Stanleys. Yeah.
Yeah, so they have fingerprints and chlamydia, so they could really wreck some damage if they could learn how to pick locks and go on a heist.
Or one of the other 14 hobbies.
Number four. What food can never spoil and has been found still edible in Egyptian tombs?
Oh, well. I'm glad you finished your questions before I shouted Twinkies.
Have you ever seen the movie Zombieland? That's the whole premise of that movie is Twinkies have a shelf life.
Donald Tamber. What food in Egyptian times? It's got to be it can't be a fruit. It can't be a vegetable either. This is not in my wheelhouse.
You have eaten this.
Oh, God. A hot dog.
I don't know if you eat it like necessarily like on purpose, but you have eaten this for sure.
Oh, so it's some bullshit insult. It's like an egg and cake.
I would say, yeah. It falls. It's its own category, but it kind of more condimenty.
Honey?
Yeah, honey's correct. Do you eat honey?
Yeah, honey Teddy Grahams, honey Nut Cheerios.
Would you like put a scoop of honey on something or in something?
No.
Is that a texture thing?
I mean, I don't do that with peanut butter either. I eat peanut butter, but I'm never like craved peanut butter where I stick my hand in a jar.
Well, I'm saying you can put it on things without sticking it in the jar.
Sticky.
Honey, Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, like the perfect example is you could have a piece of toast with peanut butter and then
I don't put
honey
peanut
on
butter
top
on
it.
Toast.
That's what I'm saying.
So you lost me already. Butter.
Peanut butter is like the, much like really basic. You should eat peanut
butter.
My
wife
said, toast.
Can you make me some toast? And I toasted bread. And I put butter on it and I handed it to her. And she said, did you put butter on this? And I said, yeah. And she said, why would you do that? And I said, because you asked for toast.
Did she just want the dry bread?
Well, she wanted to then put like peanut butter or something on it. And I said, well, then that's not toast. And she said, you're an idiot. I said, I think that's a separate conversation.
Lenny, I think your homework is I'd like you to try a piece of toast with peanut butter and honey on it. I think you would really enjoy it. These are foods that you already eat. You just don't eat them together. I think you should try it.
Peanut butter and honey. Same amount of both.
Way less honey than peanut butter. It's like you use honey and then you drizzle. I'm sorry, peanut butter and then you just drizzle some honey over.
Okay. Sure.
Give it a shot.
I get to pick the toast?
Yes, you can pick the toast.
Pretzel bread.
All right. Number five. Hippo milk is what color?
Hippo? It's pink.
Very good. Did you guess?
Just based on the brewery. Pink hippo or whatever it is. It's a shot in the dark.
Number six. What is the only U.S. state with a one-syllable name?
With a one-syllable name. State with a one-syllable name.
Think out loud for this because it's not fun to just listen to you think of 50
states.
Well,
yeah, I don't think I could come up with 50 states. So that's where you're already wrong.
So bad.
Well, I was going through Ohio. That's wrong. Idaho, wrong. Can't be a short one. Kansas. What the hell? It can't be a long one, and it can't be a short one. What the hell? What am I missing? Rhode Island.
Why can't it be a short one?
I don't know
one?
If I Maine.
There you go. Why is your logic that it can't be a short one?
My aim is two.
My aim. Yeah. All right. Number seven. What's the only bird that can fly backwards?
Let's fucking go. I think it might be the old Dutch hummingbird. It's hummingbird.
I think just a regular hummingbird.
How pissed were you when I said hummingbird and you were like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, and then you said it again. And I was like, whoa. Let's get back on track here with ones you don't know. What year did the Titanic sink?
What year? 1912.
Where did you go? When I put that one on there, I'm like, this is either an instant answer or have no clue. And a bad guess.
You want to know why I know? You already know.
Yeah. Why you know?
Behind me in this picture. 1908, baby. They always said, the Titanic hadn't even sunk yet. Well, screw you, man, because they won in 16 as well. So, yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. I thought there was like a famous Cubs pitcher that was supposed to be on the Titanic.
Old Patrick O'Houlihan. They made him a saint after the iceberg. Yeah.
Number nine. What's the name of the city in the Wizard of Oz?
Oz. Nailed it. Question 10. It's Oz.
Incorrect.
I thought I could get away with it. What is I don't know. Is this a slur? Munchkin Land?
Not Munchkin Land. That is a city, but
not the city. The Emerald City.
Yeah. Very good. The Emerald City.
Isn't it the Emerald City of Oz?
Oz, I think, is the land, like the land of Oz.
Okay.
That's fine. Number 10. Let's see if you paid attention during chemistry.
Nope.
What's the chemical symbol for
gold? AU.
Very good.
AU, I want some gold. Yeah.
How do you remember that one?
Just general knowledge.
I was debating between that one and tin. Could you have
tin
gotten tin?
Is Fe? No, that's iron. Yeah.
That's iron.
Tin is, it can't be like TN. That seems too obvious. It's got to be one of the dumb ones.
It's a weird one.
Tin is, can you give me, it doesn't begin with a T. That seems obvious.
It's one letter.
One letter? What? Tin. P. It's not P. Tin is one letter. Well, it's not K. That's potassium.
Well, I'm lying to you. It's two letters.
Come on, man. Tinfinity is...
AG. We just give up. This is bad. No, I forget what AG is. AG silver?
Something like that.
SN is tin.
Stupid.
I think tungsten is one letter.
Yeah. Is it T? What's titanium?
I think
T-I?
It's W. I don't know. We're getting
into the weeds. These are your parameters.
Yeah, tungsten is W.
Shout out Mr. Borlick, my chemistry teacher. He came up with an acronym for, I forget what it was. It was like frequently interrupting students' time. And it was like his version of a definition was a fist. So at some point in class, when you were clowning around, he would point at you and said, guess what? You just got fisted. So that is real. John Borlick. I hope he doesn't work there anymore. He might be in jail, which would be 2 for 2 on
for fisting children.
Yeah. Which, unbeknownst to you, would probably know already, Do Won Bum did all my chemistry tests. I think the statute of limitations are up. So shout out Do Won Bum, who would turn around in his chair and go, ugh, and take my test. I said, hey, thanks, man. So yeah, shout out Do Won Bum.
All right, that's it for trivia.
Let's see here. Let's see if I bothered you enough. Yeah, that's all for episode 66. May your beers be green and your hangovers be short. Follow us on Instagram at Trivial Arguments and find us on Spotify and Apple. I had a mini heart attack thinking that I spelled arguments with the E. Arguments in the Instagram, everything. And I was like, have I been spelling this wrong the entire time? I haven't. I'm smarter than that. Follow us on Spotify and Apple. That's where you can leave a review like this one from David B. He says, this is my favorite podcast by somebody I know personally. I gave David $5 to say that. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Final thoughts, Matt.
I think I need to get more hobbies. That's what I say. My conclusion is I created that list of 16 way too quickly. Sure. I'm just looking for things to do.
Okay. You could take a bunch of random classes.
No.
Nah, it's got to be. I mean, all of these hobbies you listed are all, for the most part, outside. So don't be like, I don't want to take like an hour certificate to.
Remember all the qualifications.
You have time. Okay? You have
skills, money.
The skills are in the skills are in the class.
The last one is the important one, the care to do so, because that's the one.
Okay. I mean, you have a week to find a hobby that's interesting enough to talk about next week. I have to eat peanut butter and honey. So you have to find something to do.
Okay.
We argued. So you didn't have to. Remember, folks, you're allowed to be wrong.
Lord knows we are.